Breaking, also known as breakdancing, makes its Olympic debut as a sport tomorrow. Among the competitors there are three Ukrainians who dream of making their country proud as Russia's war there drags on. NPR's Hanna Polomarenko met them while they were training in Warsaw.
Three Ukrainian breakers are practicing dance and acrobatic moves. 29-year-old Katerina Pavlenko is one of them.
I started as a teenager and I just had pure love and excitement, and it was kind of like a protest for me to, you know, express myself, do something anti-girly, be a badass, something outrageous.
Pavlenko is from Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, the self-declared capital of Ukrainian hip-hop. She moved to the U.S., her sports birthplace, in 2021. On her feet all day working as a waitress, and then training on them after work. After Russia invaded Ukraine the next year, she decided excelling at her sport was the best way to help her homeland.
Whatever it takes me to get what I want, I'll just do it, and I go there and I place pretty high.
But to win, she and the others will face off before judges who evaluate breakers on five criteria, including originality, technique, and moves. As is the case in every breaking battle or competition, the athletes won't know the music in advance. So improvising is key. Watching the practice is Georgi Matyukhin, the team's manager, a former breaker himself.
These tracks created Ukrainian breaking, I think.
He plays a song that still gives him goosebumps, called Freestyler. Ukrainians learned about breaking in Soviet times through smuggled tapes, watching videos of American breakers known as B-boys and B-girls. And by the 2000s, Ukrainians joined international competitions, showing off their own high-kicking, gravity-defying moves from folk dances.
Our investment, this is our national dance, Gopak Impovzunets, really inspired US B-boys in the 80s, so they created footwork.
Oleg Kuznetsov, or B-boy Kuzia, practices some of those moves. For him, representing Ukraine at the Olympics is a great honor.
I want to show that we have nice, big and shiny soul, you know, and I just represent my country and culture.
At the Olympics, Ukrainian athletes will compete in groups of 16 women and 16 men in a battle format, one against another, until a victor emerges. It will be a challenge. Powerhouses like South Africa, France, Japan, and of course the United States will be joining battle. But big girl Kate Okaterina Pavlenko says just getting to the Olympics is a win.
My style is more about music, about freestyle, about taking the moment, risking it. I think shining is more important than winning.
With her performance, Pavlenko wants to return the world's attention to Ukraine and to make Ukrainians proud, as they maybe take a moment to forget the endless news of war at home, to admire the battles on the dance floor in Paris. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Warsaw.